The Whistleblower Report, exposing lies, deceptions, and all that has assaulted our way of life. We must take back our freedom and live as God designed in a free America that honors our Constitution and our Creator. Our experts in medicine, ministry, law, military, environment, and education empower us to grow together as a nation. For such a time as this, the Whistleblower Report offers truth and solutions. Welcome to the Whistleblower Report legal segment. This is Dr. Lee for America, and we are here with a blockbuster story about the first successful criminal litigation going forward against a head of state over vaccine politics. You don't want to miss this one, and you want to share it with everyone you know. I am interviewing today Pascal Najati from Switzerland, who has a very compelling story. He'll tell you a little bit about his background, how he happened to take a criminal action forward that is going against the president of Switzerland, the first in the world. America, and all of you listening on the global podcast around the world, this is a powerful story. And all of you in America know the criminal actions, the killing in hospitals, the death and destruction from the COVID shots. As a practicing physician, I am treating patients with devastating injuries from these COVID shots. This is real, and people are dying suddenly in staggering numbers. You are seeing it all around you. Your doctors may deny that it's connected to the COVID shots, but I am telling you that is a lie, and your life is at stake if you don't pay attention to all that we're talking about today. Some of the world experts have weighed in support of this criminal prosecution against the president of Switzerland, and you won't hear much about it in the Americas mainstream corporate censored news, but it is going on. And as our guest said so eloquently, 2023 will be the year of absolute truth. Stay tuned, hold on to your seats, and get a pencil and paper and take notes. Pascal, it is my honor and privilege to have you on the show. I want you to tell our listeners your story. How did you, first of all, a little bit about your background, what you do, what your role is in Switzerland, and how did you come to take this step of filing criminal action against the president of Switzerland?
Well, Dr. Lee, it's my honor to be on your show, and I greet all of your audience in America specifically, because the story has to go into America fast. Thank you very much for your time and for listening or viewing this program. I'm from Switzerland. I'm a Swiss citizen. I'm born here in Lucerne. Lucerne is in the center of the country. My mother is Swiss. She is a lineage of coming. Her ancestor, or my ancestor, is the former president Rudolf Minger of Switzerland. He was president up to the Second World War, 1940, and he also was the chief of the military, minister of defense. He protected the country, neutrality at all times, and sovereignty. My father was of Persian origin, and he unfortunately got assassinated in Malaysia in 2013, about 10 years ago. I've been doing investment banking all my life. I was working in Zurich, in London, for Merrill Lynch International, with dual office in New York and London in the 90s. and then became a management board member of the oldest British merchant bank, Kleinwort Benson, which was then part of Dresdner Bank, the second largest bank in Germany. My areas of expertise was and is giving advice to governments, heads of states and ministers in crisis sometimes. My territories were Middle East, Africa, Central Asia, the Russian Federation, and Central Europe. I now reside in Switzerland with my wife. We got no kids. My mother is still alive, also here. And we, like everybody, got caught in this mayhem, panic. I call it a psyop, which started with a bang in 2020. People were scared to death. We all were. The media were propagating it, fueling it on all levels, on all channels, through all platforms of information and news, every day, 24/7, weekly, monthly. And then all of a sudden, we became aware by our Minister of Health, Alain Berset, who is now the president and still the Minister of Health of our country, that the vaccine was introduced, so-called vaccine. And he introduced it end of 2020, where we all were glued to the television, listening to his announcement. I want to say also something legal here. Because we're talking about our president, president of Switzerland, who is accused in criminal charges, which I filed against him, that are running now in a running investigation, criminal investigation by the Attorney General's office, the highest jurisdiction, aiming the highest authority of prosecution in this country. I would like to say this, that he's presumed innocent at all times until charged. And the presumption of innocence is for Mr. Berset. The vaccine was introduced on all channels professionally. And there were three messages that he always repeated on television, and the Minister of Health did the same, and the experts, the cantonal state doctors did the same, in the radio, in television, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. The message was, we have a vaccine, it's mRNA technology, Pfizer, Moderna, it is safe, it's been tested, and it's effective. We were hungry to get our lives back, and we learned from the Minister of Health that this thing is safe and works. So we decided to get vaccinated because we want to get our lives back. There were lockdowns. The economy took, I think, 300 billion Swiss francs of damage through this mess. And it was a constant fight between belief of the panic and a relief, a possible relief through a vaccination. There was hope. And we trusted our Minister of Health and his staff at the Ministry of Health. And we vaccinated. My wife did, I did, my mother did, in different sequences. We got injected with Pfizer, BioNTech, mRNA substance three times. And then, as you know, all of a sudden in 22 beginning, the whole thing dissipated and vanished, and there was no more crisis at all. And on the 10th of October, you remember that as well in America, I'm sure, there was Janine Small, manager of Pfizer. She had to testify in the European Parliament and answering questions to the panel. And a panelist of the European Parliament, an MP, asked her the question precisely, did you test this vaccine before you went to market? And she answered, no, we had no time to test it. We had to go straight to market. We had to go at the speed of science. So when she said that, and I heard that in October last year, I had a shock. because that meant we were injected with something which was experimental. Obviously, she said that Pfizer made that statement, not me, and started doing some research and found out that there are people dying, there's heart attacks, there was thrombosis, some cases already reported turbo cancer, which is biologically new, not normal. Normally you have stage 1, 2, 3, 4 cancer stages, but now we have this appearance of so-called, a new terminology in medicine, turbo cancer, which means out of the blue, stage 4, and then people die. So we were afraid and shocked, and we made some research, and I said to myself, something's gone wrong, horribly wrong. I want to find out where. I went through the press conferences, the public statements of the Ministry of Health, which is the president's department. And I found on the 3rd of August, 21, remember, 3rd of August, 21, there was his director of infection control, director, a doctor, her name is Virginie Masseret. She said on that conference, press conference, where all the journalists were present before running cameras, she stated that the CDC of America has shared with them, with us, Switzerland, the report, an advisory, a conclusion that vaccinated people transmit the virus as easily as unvaccinated people. That was a shock. So I made a note. A journalist then asked her again if that is true and if she could give some comments. And she said, no, I have no additional comments. She confirmed. She said, yes. She said, we state that vaccinated people transmit the virus as easily, are contagious as easily, and get infected as easily as unvaccinated people. So that was
you're right, and that is something I've seen in my practice.
Yeah,
along with the rise in cancers, along with the rise in heart damage, brain damage, and difficulty thinking clearly. I mean, it is staggering what I'm seeing. So everything you're saying, I am seeing in my medical practice on the ground, dealing with real people's lives. So I'm grateful for your efforts.
Well, that was the statement, right, of the Ministry of Health, public statement. I went on. I continued to search down the timeline, and I found on the 27th of October, almost 3 months later, the Minister of Health and now President went on the national TV before the voting of the COVID law and said, with the certificate, which means the vaccination, you are sure that you are not contagious.
What?
Yeah. So I made a note. So the Minister of Health knew in August already, obviously, because they had the CDC report and their own findings, that the stuff doesn't work. They made a statement about this in August. However, in October, before the voting of the law, he wanted people to vote yes, so they go for the vaccine and get the certificate, which created a two-tier society.
Yes.
He said, with the certificate, you're sure that you are not contagious. Okay, I made a note.
I wonder how people like that can consciously, intentionally lie to the public on such enormous risk and damage to people's lives. How does someone live with themselves when they do that? That's a hard question to wrap our minds around.
I have no time to wrap my mind around his head. I'm not in his head. Let's continue. After this statement, all of a sudden, the director who said the correct truth in August, she suddenly quit the job. She's now working at a different institute in the private economy. She left. Probably she left because she was disgusted herself. I don't know, but she left. Anyway, I took those notes. I made a memo in the timeline, causality, made a note and said, it cannot be true that he speaks an untruth of his own ministry, own findings to the public, risking the lives of 9 million people in our country, making such a statement because we thought that we are safe, right? We went out to the public because we got the certificate. Therefore, we were also, through his statement, endangering others, potentially, because maybe you carry the virus without symptoms and you still pass it on, according to the findings then in August already, and even, I mean, obviously now. So I went to the police station and I filed a criminal report, Article 312 of our criminal code in Switzerland. You can look it up in the internet. It's online in English as well, I believe. And that is abuse of office. I then had further communication with the prosecution on the state level. They indicated to me that the criminal charges complaint have acceded to the highest prosecution authority in our country, is the Attorney General's office. And since then, I had written communication because I was asked to supplement further details, which I did. And by doing that, I have extended the criminal charge from one criminal charge to four criminal charges. And since the 22nd of January, it's out of my hands now. It is running with the Attorney General's office, with the federal prosecutor, with Justice of Switzerland. She's now pursuing this criminal complaint or charges. And I have no more influence over that. However, because it's a private, I'm a private citizen, I made the complaint under my name. I have full insight into document exchange. In other words, if Justice writes a letter to him, I get a copy. If they write to me, he gets a copy. So we have full disclosure and control over the process. Not control, but oversight.
Good. Now, would you explain to our listeners the extended four criminal charges? Are you able to share that?
Can you repeat that? The extended the penal code.
Yes, the four criminal charges that you added to the original complaint.
I added three.
If
one could already, the one that is known to the public is abuse of office.
Okay.
The other three I will not share here. I don't want to disturb the ongoing criminal investigation by the highest authority in this country regarding prosecution.
That I understand. That's why I asked you could share that. No, that makes sense. So, listeners, we now have proceeding in Switzerland, which I think is quite symbolic for many reasons. The criminal case against the president and minister of health of Switzerland. And there are a total of four criminal charges, one of which can be disclosed, which is abuse of power. Those of you that want to look it up, it's Article 312 under the Criminal Code of Switzerland, which you can find online. And it is referred to as abuse of power. We have certainly seen that in the United States. So this is an idea for people in the U.S. to also consider. Go ahead with your story. I just wanted our listeners to know that they could begin thinking about this approach here as well.
Sure. Pleasure to do so. I told you my story. It's out of my control now. I believe in Swiss justice. She functions. She's separate from politics and the government running this country. I trust justice to do her job. And the mechanics are clear. The charges all have been on 9 pages evidence. The timelines are correct. The causalities are established. Everything is within the norms. It's a watertight, bulletproof criminal accusation. And now justice has to do her job and investigate.
You know, Pascal, that normally I would have said that I trusted the court of law and justice to do her job. What we are seeing in the United States, and I can't speak to what's happening in Europe, but we are seeing in the U.S. that judges have been refusing to rule on points of law under our Constitution. They are from the bench parroting talking points from the political narrative. And we have, of all the cases in the United States that I am working closely with many people, who lawyers and doctors and everyone working on this, the only cases that I'm aware of that have been judges have ruled on constitutional law points are those under the Religious Freedom Amendment, First Amendment in the United States, the right to religious freedom, religious expression, and upholding religious exemptions for the experimental gene therapy COVID shots. None of the other constitutional challenges that I'm familiar with in cases we are working on from the medical side have the judges been willing to rule on a point of law. They have been actually a very chilling development. Judges have been deferring to the executive branch on matters of medical policy decided by bureaucrats. Now, think about that, because that is total usurping the separation of powers under the United States Constitution. If the judicial branch of government is giving in to the bureaucrats in the executive branch and saying, well, that's medical, we can't rule on it, that is chilling. And that's what we're seeing.
That's weird because, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, but that's chilling. Yes, that's disappointing because I thought that your laws and constitutional articles are pretty clear when it comes to harm of others and stuff like that.
They are very clear. Absolutely, you are correct. Yeah. Our Constitution is clear.
Yeah.
The part that is so alarming, in fact, one of the attorneys on our January legal symposium discussed this in depth about the judge's ruling in the criminal case in the United States, the Griner case. And the attorney spoke to the fact that the judge refused to rule on the points of law and rendered an opinion based on medical statements by the bureaucracy in the executive branch.
But doesn't make sense because here you file a criminal case with the police, for instance, criminal charges, okay? The prosecution has the duty to prosecute. Now, if I file a criminal charge because the president is wearing a green pullover, it's dismissed, logic.
Exactly.
If the causality is there and the articles have been violated, proven, which I have through public statements, proven that, I don't have to bring in thick reports or medical reports or anything. This is clear. And I thought in America, things are as clear as that is, because in America, you also have prosecuting, and then bring the charges in front of a judge.
You are absolutely correct. It is clear in America. What I'm saying is that the judges are not following the rule of law in the cases that I'm familiar with and working with attorneys and medical and legal experts across the spectrum of various fields of law. This is what is so alarming, and why your case in Switzerland is so, we are all looking to you and your efforts that brought this to the Attorney General, got it to the police, and then the Attorney General in Switzerland, because our hope rests in the fact that one country, one court of law, will do the right thing and rule on a point of law, not politics.
Yeah, so, I believe that. Yeah, I mean, I trust that's the case in Switzerland for sure. Again, justice is separated completely and is autark, precise. And yeah, I mean, the whole world, I've been giving interviews now almost daily. The recent ones, a lot into America recently, where everybody tells me the same. Everybody's watching this flag and watching how Switzerland, the Swiss justice, is processing those criminal charges according to the law.
Yes. And I want to talk a little bit more about that in the second half. And we'll take a break right now and come back, because there is so much more to discuss from your international perspective that will help Americans understand more about what's happening. And I've just had a discussion about some of the statutes that our Congress has passed going back to 1969 that set the stage for what we're seeing with the tyranny and the medical propaganda and lies and control of people's lives and euthanasia in our hospitals. They're going on under the radar here in the U.S. because we have got to work together to get this to the public and get more public awareness and standing against this evil agenda. This is Dr. Lee for America with the Whistleblower Report legal segment, bringing you breaking news from Switzerland, where the world's first criminal case against a head of state has been launched and underway, and I'm interviewing the person who initiated it in Switzerland with his complaint to the police. This, America, is a lesson for all of you listening to take heed. You can take steps like this in your community right here at home, because the same issues are happening here for all of us as well. We'll be right back after the break.
America Out Loud beats to the pulse of our nation. We know when you're angry, you're troubled, confused, glad, and thankful. Well, we know you because we are you. AmericaOutLoud.com. Join us as we explore the most important issues of our time. America Out Loud Talk Radio, the liberty and justice for all.
You already know Genesis plus HOCL is your best defense against viruses. But did you also know it's the most powerful weapon for eliminating airborne mold too? Customers are raving about the Genesis Fogger's ability to tackle mold problems and the bad smells that go with them. And we all know mold is a hazard to your health. There's no airborne invader that Genesis can't handle. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
These days, every time you turn on the news, it seems like there's a new threat to your health. Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity. Unlike other supplements that don't work, Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top and shoot it down, or mix it in water. Boost your immunity. go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
Hello, everyone. This is Lieutenant Mark Bashaw, U.S. Army and legal grant recipient of the Truth for Health Foundation. I want to give a huge shout out to the Truth for Health Foundation for helping me and my family over the past year with our legal battles. Recently, I was court-martialed for not participating with these experimental COVID-19 emergency use authorized products. If it wasn't for Truth for Health Foundation and all the support, I would definitely be in a worse spot. But because of all the support, I'm able to continue uniform service, fighting for what's right to protect the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
Welcome back to the second half of the Whistleblower Report. This is Dr. Lee for America with Pascal Nejati from Switzerland, investment banker and descendant of a former president of Switzerland. So you know you're dealing with someone both powerful and credible. And when he started confronting the lies from his government officials and took the time to write a complaint and file it with the local police, he is giving us a roadmap to what all of us, as we the people in America, have the right and responsibility to do to defend life and liberty. Welcome back, Pascal. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you are a tireless warrior and you've been doing many interviews, and I appreciate your helping us reach another segment of the American people with the America Out Loud platform. And then we'll go to global podcasts, all the networks, once the show airs live this week.
Thank you, Dr. Lee. Glad to be back.
So I want to ask another question, and sure, and perhaps you can comment on this. Perhaps it may be out of your wheelhouse, and if so, I understand.
Let's see.
But you've been in investment banking. You've been advising heads of states. You mentioned Africa, the Russian Federation, Central Asia, Central Europe.
Yeah. I'm Middle East.
What? Yes. What I'm sure you've been following the work of Edward Dowd, who is looking at the insurance industry and the analysis done by insurance actuaries, major insurance companies worldwide, that are seeing staggering rise in death rates in the 9 months following the rollout of the COVID shot. In fact, Edward Dowd brought to light what I found to be a staggering statistic from their actuarial data with the major insurance carriers, that in the first 9 months following the rollout of the COVID shots, the multiple insurance carriers were seeing, 40 to 60% rise in excess deaths. And what Edward Dowd and his analyst team calculated was that in that first 9 months after the COVID shots rolled out, 61,000 Americans between the ages of 18 and 44 lost their lives. And that is our healthy working age population. It's also paralleling the age range typically in the US military. And compare 61,000 in 9 months Americans who died with the fact that in 10 years of the Vietnam War, America lost 58,000 Americans in that same age group, 18 to 44. So Edward Dowd made the statement, this generation has had another 10-year Vietnam death rate in 9 months after the COVID shot. My question to you is, what are you experiencing in the international world and in the investment banking world? Is there discussion among these issues happening in other countries? We know it's happening here in America. So are you hearing about that from in your world in business?
Not in Switzerland. The mass media are suppressing everything because they were complicit, right? If they would now change the course and support the truth, which is our camp, they would be inundated by lawsuits, criminal charges, because they obviously were part of a crime, propagating people, pushing them, panicking them to get vaccinated. That's the way I see it. So they are in limbo. They suppress the news here completely. Only one mainstream media, 20 Minutes, which is quite popular also with the young people, very popular, has reported it correctly. I must give it to them. They have done the good job. And a famous elite newspaper, Weltwoche, also has done the same and keeps on updating progress that I made, etc. The Germans, at beginning of, last year, the German military published a study because they forced vaccinated the troops. And their study, they reported that, and somebody leaked it, concluded that the more soldiers got boosted or vaccinated or injected with this stuff, the more they fell ill. And the German insurance companies, same thing. The life insurance, spiked. I mean, the payouts, the death statistics came from the insurance companies. You have a huge ramp up in death. In Zurich, I know, and Geneva, the two cities we have, I mean, major cities, we had a drop between 30 and 40% of birth rates. Now, that's a lot. I mean, a birth rate reduction.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, a birth rate reduction of 5 or 7% in a bad year, I don't know, stress and stuff like that, fine. It was in the charts. But a 30% drop is way off the chart. You cannot, it destroys your statistical model. If you have a drop of 30% in 1 year, it destroys your model completely. So the media are not reporting it. The government is ignoring it. They should actually give advisory, okay? They don't. One more thing. In this country, we have a law. If something is not certified, which, as we all know, not one country has been able to certify it because it was not tested, as we know, that means that every patient, before receiving the shot, must be given a sheet with the full list of severe, mild, and light side effects written on a sheet with a part of a signature and a date, where the doctor who administers it must ask the patient, have you understood heart failure, lung cancer, thrombosis, stuff like that? Right. Do you want a shot? If you want it, you must sign this, and this will go for 10 years on file into my medical records and the copy with the government, right? That's the law. Now, if a doctor administers a shot without the written consent, where the patient agrees and signs that he has fully understood the list of complications that could arise, if that is not done, it is a severe harm of body. It's criminal.
So what is being done? Is anything underway in Switzerland to hold the doctors accountable who have not provided informed consent under the law?
People are waking up, and I feel sorry for the doctors. I'll tell you why. Pfizer has a waiver with the government contract, as we know. All of them are the same. They are sealed, right?
Yes, Pfizer has that with the US as well.
Yeah, they're not liable, right? In the US, it's worse because the DOD has ordered the stuff.
Yes.
And I think it's difficult to sue the DOD.
yeah.
But that's a different story in America. But I come back to that, to another idea for the Americans. Then the Ministry of the regulator has a waiver because they say we had to approve it and bring to market because of emergency law. So they have a waiver. The Ministry of Health has the same. So who ends up being liable is the executing base. And these are the poor doctors who were under pressure to administer the shots. However, well, now, hang on, many doctors, thousands of them, refused to administer the shots because under their oath, according to laws as well, they, even under threat of force, then they are not allowed, they will not administer medicine that they are not convinced of or that is not certified.
That's what I was going to ask. Thank you for answering that. Is what were the consequences for doctors who refused the shot? In the U.S., they were fired from their jobs.
No, they were not fired. No, there was just peer pressure. And you had to, you know, some doctors were under pressure, losing the job, maybe not directly, but if they would resign and they would go to another county or city and apply for another job, the head doctor would call the other guy and say, hey, is that guy Miller good? And the guy would say, well, troublemaker. Well, guess what? They don't find another job. Finished. They study for 15 years. They practice for 15 years. And then they're on the street. Not easy.
No, it's definitely
but
not.
They should have refused. If all doctors would have refused because of the criminal law barrier, then we wouldn't have had any vaccination in this country.
Right. And actually, what they did in the U.S. was bypass a lot of the doctors that normally administer vaccines in their medical practice, particularly primary care doctors, would do that. But they controlled the vaccination process. And they were, in the U.S., the majority of the vaccination clinics and centers, drive-through centers, were administered under control of the DOD and Department of the Health Defense Agency and the Department of Health and Human Services, which meant that they were hiring contractors.
But
not,
still, you
not
have the
doctors.
Same law in America. You have
of course we do. Of course we do. But it wasn't
consent.
The law wasn't followed. That's the point.
Yeah.
Exactly so right.
For your American folks, think of this. Don't take an expensive lawyer and make a big file and then try to impress some prosecutor. Go to your sheriff. Go to your county sheriff. Report the crime. Because if you see Harry shooting Peter with a gun, what do? You call the police, you report the crime, right? Same thing here. You observe the crime, you can write it down, go to the police station, they must accept it, and then enter the prosecution this way. It's easy, it costs you half an hour, you fill out the form, show your ID, and it's in the system.
Are you encouraging other Swiss citizens to do that?
No, I don't. I tell you why. I have done this because I have been hurt, my family has been hurt, and we have been deceived by the government and by the head of the government now, is president today. He was at that time Minister of Health, in charge of the entire COVID policy and execution of it. I'm not calling a union to do that, me being a leader of that, because I don't want to be seen making movements. People should look at my example and they can think, look at the facts themselves, and they should learn to think the thought. Most people are afraid, they're scared, vaccinated people, because they are hiding between this fear of admitting that they committed self-harm by being duped by the government, by the propaganda at the time, by the PSYOP, and they are hiding behind the word unthinkable. That's their excuse. It's unthinkable, right?
Yes.
And people should learn to think the thought. What I mean is that if you come to the psychological barrier unthinkable, continue the thought and you will discover the truth. That's how it works. And
yes.
Once you have talked to your family about it to make it easier, and maybe your close friends, and say, gosh, you know, I probably have a ticking time bomb, I need to do something, then they will feel relieved once they go to the police because they've been hurt, harmed.
No, you're so right. And actually, Todd Callender, international attorney that I've worked. Yes, I've worked closely with him for 2 years on all of this, and we work on many cases. He and I do many interviews together. We've been very closely aligned on all of this, medical and legal together. We bring an interesting perspective, but the thing that's very striking is that Todd Callender and the lawyers working with him created model criminal complaint templates that could be used by citizens, just as you did. He gave them the legal guidance on how to do it. And actually, we have been pushing out a campaign in the US to get people to use the model criminal complaints. There's even a scrolling banner on our website that says, click here to get sample criminal complaints to file.
Good.
And that website is truthforhealth.org. We have a lot of medical and legal help available, and sample template complaints for a military, for civilians. And we are really working to try and get people empowered with knowledge and action steps that they can take, just as you've shown the way forward in Switzerland. And thank you for your courage to do that, because you had a lot to lose by standing up for this, and you did it anyway.
Frankly, I had nothing to lose, because this is my duty as a good citizen. Article 6 of our constitution, you can look it up, it's online. Every citizen has to uphold justice, the laws, and democracy of this country. So if I observe something criminal, I have to report it to keep the standard that we have of our democracy, justice, and laws, freedom. If we don't do that, the system will become dysfunctional over time, and we will lose democracy completely. I don't want that.
Well, and I agree with you. It's why I've been fighting so hard. And actually, in medicine, I have 30 years of going up against the lies of big medicine and big pharma and government bureaucrats and NIH in a number of different fights on different things that have come up in my medical career. And I agree with you. That is our citizens' duty. But sadly, certainly here in the United States, I have seen growing passivity and acceptance of government propaganda as people. It's almost as if, Pascal, that people have been numbed by too much television, too many movies, too many video games, too many drugs, too many ways of numbing the mind and not thinking.
Yeah, that's true. We lost two generations through bad education. Look at the kids today. They know nothing. And they come with this wokeism, diversity, and all that stuff, which completely distorts the reality. And you're right. The quality of news on mainstream is just appalling. In the past 20, 30 years, been going downhill.
Yes.
And the society has become numb. You're right about that. And people say, why should I do this? You know, I want to watch the football game and have a beer and, you know, see my friends.
You're exactly right. I mean, that is the biggest challenge that we have in trying to keep from losing our constitutional republic. And that is the inertia and lack of drive and the lack of the American fighting spirit that led us to go up against the greatest fighting machine of all at the time with Nazi Germany, war machine. And America was not prepared for that. We didn't have the resources. We didn't have the military strength. We didn't have the bombers and fighters. And when you look at the way that the American people mobilized behind that, they converted auto manufacturing plants into creating facilities to make the B-17 bomber. And they were turning out these planes at a phenomenal rate. It was the American spirit of fighting back against tyranny, fighting back against evil, and using ingenuity, innovation, and working together. And we don't see that today.
But the problem is twofold. Let's not forget, without the Soviets, the Nazis would still be there because they went to Berlin. But look at the picture in America regarding the vaccines.
Yes.
The mRNA technology has been developed in America.
I know.
As a defensive bioweapon. And the ordering unit in government was not the FDA or a medical unit because of medicine. It was the Department of Defense.
You're exactly right. No, it's heinous.
Right.
Yep.
So people should be worried, really, that government has gone so far down the road where the people lost control, because the original constitution, we the people, as you said rightly, was one of fighting spirit for independence.
Yes.
And, you know, I was in Trenton, near Trenton, where George Washington crossed the river. I was there on that spot when he crossed on Christmas the river to storm and surprise the Brits. And, you know, this was the moment for your independence. People should admire history and accomplishments, but also look at the future, because if they don't think about the future and future generations, again, we will dissipate into nothing. And, you know, again, family values are important and discipline is important. And that starts at home, you know, self-respect. I mean, how can I not report the crime if I get harmed? Unthinkable. Then you think the thought, I go to the police.
You know, your reasoning and your dedication and fulfilling your duty is inspiring. And I hope that those listening will learn from your example and help us all as global citizens do our duty to stand against this agenda. This is an assault by evil intent on the life and liberty of everyone around the world. It's not just America. It's not just Switzerland. Literally, people in countries around the world, all 196 countries that signed that International Health Regulatory Agreement in 2005, have been under assault by this agenda that is destroying life.
Yes, Dr. Lee, that's a good point. Let's not forget that WHO has a huge responsibility because they pushed this lockstep. Okay? The word lockstep in German means Gleichschritt. It's a Nazi terminology.
Ah.
It's unimaginable, but it happened, that we have to think the thought. WHO is a Bill Gates pharma-driven, privately financed hedge fund, okay?
Yes.
Making global health rules. That event has nothing to do with health. It completely contradicts the charter of the WHO. Trump was right. He exited that stuff, okay?
Yes, I know.
This is an NGO that has done I interviewed Professor Levy, Retzef Levy from Boston MIT, last week, and he called it the biggest mass medical technical failure in human mankind's history, and he's right.
Oh, he's absolutely right. And that is a brilliant description. I have not heard that description of the WHO, but that is a powerful description. I'd like you to say that again about it being a hedge fund, a privately funded hedge fund. That's huge.
It is. And they're investing in IPOs and pharma, big tech. I mean, come on, what is this? It should be a non-profit NGO. It should be run by governments, not corporates, right?
Oh, I agree with you. That's just a good way of describing it that I'd not heard before.
And people need to really research WHO a bit more and take the time, read the drafting now of the new agreement. And if you see the new agreement where the Article 3, they eliminated human rights and human dignity, I cannot imagine any democracy functioning without that article.
And you know, that people don't know that they eliminated that article.
India canceled it, of all countries.
Now that's shocking.
It's there. Well, I can send you the documents if you want after the call.
Yes, please do. We need to post that. And Pascal, you know, if you're willing, I'm happy to do another conversation about some of these aspects that need more exposure.
Exactly. Dr. Lee, we need to now look, this vaccine or injection and mass medical technical failure of greatest ever in human mankind is happening still. But we have to look into the future.
Yes.
And the next threat is the new agreement, because once America and us or anybody signs that agreement, it's the end of humanity, because they will control legislative and executive powers of our countries.
They can all right, let's down. You and I pick up and do another show on the new agreement, and we can plan that for next week, that, if you have time. That would be profoundly helpful, because we need to mobilize support to stand against that as well.
Yeah.
Listeners, America and around the world, you have heard a powerful stand against evil today in the criminal action that Pascal Najati filed with his local police that is making it all the way to the Attorney General of the country of Switzerland against the President and Minister of Health of Switzerland. Stay tuned. We will have more on this as it develops.
One more thing. Excuse me, sir, doctor. I have one more thing to say to everybody.
Yes.
In crisis, stay calm, strong, and united, and people will be free, remain free. And remember, the year 2023 is the year of absolute truth for humanity. We're all working on it. Thank you.
Powerful closing. Thank you for being with us today. This is Dr. Lee for America signing off. Check out our truthforhealth.org and daily whistleblower reports with breaking news on many fronts right here on America Out Loud Talk Radio, 12 noon and 12 midnight Eastern Time, and then to podcast on all the global networks. Join our crusade and stand against evil and stand for truth. Thank you, Pascal.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you very much.